Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. 13 March 2015. You're in the right place. It is Friday. I thank you all for your patience on Wednesday. Unfortunately, I was not able to make the show. And thank you to Nathan, who created a show real fast to put up and had a replay. And I thank him very much for that. And I thank all of you for your patience also. We have a story for you today, and it's not the story you're hearing on television, but Ferguson, you have a problem. Absolutely. How many of you have figured out what the problem is in Ferguson? It's called, was it a rifle or was it a handgun? Was it a person from Ferguson, like a protester, or was it a false flag?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It is a huge story, and I'll tell you why. And then along with that, we've got the Secret Service problem, and it is a huge one. Now, tell me why they would admit such stupidity to the people. That's what I want to know. So we've got to talk about the two servicemen, the two Secret Servicemen, high-ranking, who made a huge mess. Well, a huge mess. The story is... We'll wait till later, because it is just like so crazy, stupid, that if this happened, these people need to be, I don't know that they should even be allowed to be walking around, let alone
it seems
Secret
they've
Servicemen.
Been plagued with problems for a while now.
Yeah. And, you know, and of course, every time that they talk about this story that happened about a week ago, we're told, of course, we don't really know, but we're told it happened a week ago, they have to reiterate and go back and review all the other stupid things that happened, which makes it only look more stupid. And then they had the nerve to say on CNN, well, do you think we should be afraid for the president's safety?
Ooh.
And when they said that, you know, the old hairs go up again and the BS detector goes off and says, are they setting something up?
Right.
Could it be? Well, not only do we have stories like that that are kind of creepy crazy here in the United States, along with Hillary's, oh, my goodness, I should be allowed to do whatever I want on my private server at home. That story we need to talk about. But we've got the SAE story, the Sigma Alpha Epsilon story, and I think that's a major story. And I think it's horrendously sad in this country that this would take place. So we've got lots of things to talk about, along with Iceland has now decided, you know, that EU thing that we wanted to join so badly, I think we're going to pass. I think we're going to pass on that one. And also, Greece has now decided to pass a law to do exactly what we said they were going to do, and that is plunder the retirement funds of those people who worked all their lives. That's a huge story. A huge story. And then what about Boko Haram saying, we pledge our allegiance... Those are the Muslim words, supposedly, the Arabic words they used. We pledge our allegiance to ISIS. Now, what does that allow the United States to do with them having acquiesced and made that statement?
Right.
Which, if you believe they really did make that statement, but it works into the hands of the United States, and I'll tell you why. I mean, there's so much news we need to talk about, and yet we need to keep our eye on the goal, which is taking care of our own families, making our own gardens, getting ready for the summer, because, oh my goodness, it's going to be time for zucchini, it's going to be time for peas, green beans.
It is coming on quick.
Yes, it is.
Crazy.
And it's getting warmer here in Missouri, and pretty much everywhere, I think,
yeah.
Getting warmer before they thought it would. And so now, if you don't have your onions and your garlic in, and maybe your potatoes and peas, well, get ready. So we're going to be talking about straw bale gardens today. Oh, that's a favorite of a lot of people, with Joel Karsten. And we're going to be talking to Mike Knox with the White Harvest Seed Company. Are they taking away the seeds, and are they disappearing? We'll find out from Mike Knox. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And Josh.
Good morning.
In the studio with me. I forgot all about him.
I'm sitting right across from him.
We'll be right back. No kidding. Oh, yeah. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And I know many, many, many of you did last week when we raised $1,500 for a veteran that was losing his house that he had paid for. And it was because of taxes. And he gets a total of, I think, what did he say? $70 a month for disability.
10%. Yeah, it was very low.
Yeah. Like,
how do you live on that?
Unbelievable. And that's what you get for serving your country. And he had an accident in the military, fell down this huge cliff, and so they give him $70 a month. That is just so crazy.
It's criminal.
And what is the president getting? And how much did he spend on his last vacation? $3.5 million just on airfare. Just on airfare.
Unbelievable.
And you can, criminal, criminal, criminal. Okay, let's get to the news, because as crazy as things have been in the past, it's getting even worse. And this Secret Service charade that went on, the Keystone Cops scenario, just makes everybody not only shake their heads, but say something is up. When they announce to you that two Secret Service high-ranking officers, one who is in the protection detail for the president, decide to go to a party after a retirement party for a Secret Service guy. That's the story, and they're sticking to it. And got drunk. Now, let me just add that my position is not only got drunk, they were practically in a coma for what they had to do.
Really?
Because they go to the White House. Now, where would you go? I would say if you get drunk at a party and you have no common sense whatsoever, no smarts, you don't even know what's going on, then you say, I think I'll go get in my government car and drive to the White House. And so they did. These two guys, now this is the story, and we're supposed to believe it. So they go to the White House, run over a barrier, two barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there was a bomb investigation going on there. And so they ran over the alleged bomb.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the alleged thing that they thought was a bomb. Now, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me they had barriers all set up to protect the bomb investigation? Are you kidding me that somebody didn't just start shooting at these guys? What would have happened to us?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so the story does not end there. So the two drunk/comatose guys that were in the car that ran over the bomb investigation then kind of, I guess, swaggered out of the car and they said, ooh, you're drunk. Go on home. They let them drive home.
It doesn't make any sense.
Comatose state. Now, that's what you're supposed to believe, ladies and gentlemen, because CNN told you that and Fox News and everybody else out there. That's the story. And you have people saying, well, this doesn't make any sense why they would let him drive home. Of course it doesn't make any sense, but call it what it is. This is insane. This is either a story placed there to take the attention away from Ferguson because that kind of blew up in their face, and it is blowing up in their face.
Right.
Or they just are getting really, really stupid. And you're supposed to believe they're getting really, really stupid.
There's got to be some other agenda behind that, you know, because these revelations keep coming out about the Secret Service.
Hmm. You're so right, Josh. Well. How does a guy get into two-thirds of the White House, run through over the fence, through the front door, or the side door, into two-thirds of the White House, and everybody goes, well, gee, how did that happen?
Right.
Of course, there is something by design going on here. All right, now that's the story about the Secret Service. And nobody really buys into the fact that that could really happen. You know, especially the part about driving over a bomb investigation. I mean, they just threw that in. You know, every day something more comes out. Well, the latest thing that has come out is that they didn't even notify the head of the Secret Service until a week later. And we're supposed to believe that one also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he should have been called that night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now let's say he ran into a deserted trailer on a deserted road somewhere, and they ran into it with a government car. Maybe. But running into the White House barriers, that kind of changes the
course
of the story.
Maybe he was at the same party and was in worse shape than. Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. And he wasn't even able to be told what happened.
Right.
I don't know. But this does not make any sense to the average person who thinks. Now, the average person who listens to CNN and says, you know, and swallows everything they say, well, maybe. Okay. Now, let's move on away from that ridiculous story to what happened in Ferguson. Because things were quiet in Ferguson. And by the way, there have been demonstrations there. It's about 2 hours from here. For 215 days, they've had very quiet, very respectable demonstrations saying, we don't like the treatment we've gotten. There was a scathing DOJ report that said, what is going on here is nothing but criminal. Every dog bite reported by a government dog in that county was on a black person.
Wow.
All of the incarcerations for outstanding parking tickets were black people. There were people sending around jokes that were absolutely, without a doubt, racism, without a doubt. And so those people were allowed to get a year's compensation and leave office.
Now, in the majority of the population is black.
67%.
And the majority of the police officers are
white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they found that on almost every case, the black people were treated worse than the white people. Almost every case. And then the jokes were absolutely. Let me give you an example of the jokes that were circulating by the general manager and the city manager. Things like, well, Obama won't last long in his office because no black man holds a job for 4 years.
Whoa.
Another one was a lady goes to the hospital to have an abortion, and a black lady, and she receives a check for $5,000, and she called the hospital to say, why did I get a check for $5,000? And they said it's from Crime Stoppers.
Oh.
Now, that's what was circulating on the emails of the government people in office there. Yes. So that's the kind of attitude they had toward these people. Well, it's no wonder that, I mean, I forget how many people they said in that county had been killed, black people that had been killed, that they challenged how and why they were killed. So Ferguson is getting quiet. The people are being responsible, respectful there. They're doing their demonstrations. They've got their pastors out there. They're trying to stop all of the discontent, and everything's going really well. And then night before last, around midnight, after everybody had left, including the police chief and all the honchos, shots ring out. At least two shots. We're not sure because they can't count. And they keep saying, well, we're not sure how many shots were fired. Are you kidding me? You mean with all those police officers standing in front of the police department, they can't count shots?
Are there not cameras everywhere that record
sound? And yes,
sound?
There are, but we have one grainy film. I'm surprised we don't have a graphic like they did in getting Osama bin Laden. They have one grainy film that shows nothing except for somebody screaming. All right, now, here's what we are told. And again, this is the story you're supposed to swallow, is that there were two shots fired that hit two officers, one with a shot right below the eye, and another officer in the shoulder. And they were in serious condition, we are told, and saying things like, they probably will never be able to serve as police officers again. They are in such bad shape, they may not ever come back to work or be able to work again. They are in serious condition, but they will live. Okay, that's what we're told the night of the shooting, around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I believe. Now, here's the rest of the story. The next morning, at around 10:30, they are discharged from the hospital.
What? You get shot in the face?
Yeah.
Discharged the next morning?
Yes. Okay, remember that part. They're discharged. Because, I don't know, I've seen a lot of shootings when I was at KU Medical Center in Kansas City. And I'm telling you, shot in the face means pretty much not going to
You have a baby at the hospital, they want to keep you for like 2 days.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I would think being shot in the face is a little more severe.
I mean, you might, because you might be talking infection. You might be talking neurological injuries. You might be, there's all kinds of things that can happen. All right, so the two shots that were fired immediately on CNN, they're saying things like, well, obviously that was a pistol from the protesters in the crowd.
Right.
Obviously? Really? How do you know that? And so they start announcing that it had to have been a pistol, and it had to be from the crowd, and it had to be a protester. Well, then all of a sudden, some pastors start saying things like, wait a minute, that came from over on the Hill. The Hill being a place behind the police department. And they say the trajectory was that it appeared to be about 120 feet from where everybody was. And so they have people commenting on, well, obviously it was a pistol coming from 120 feet. And people are saying things like, former FBI agents are saying things like, that's a long ways.
Right, yeah.
For a pistol.
As far as accuracy and stuff, you got to be a pretty good shot. You know, that's 40 yards. That's quite a ways to be accurate with the pistol, yeah.
And then they said, well, it has to be a pistol because we found shell casings. Now, granted, those shell casings could have been from last summer. Really? You mean you left the evidence from last summer there? Or, A, you can't tell the difference between shiny shell casings and ones that have been run over in the street?
Or dulled by weather.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference between a new shell casing? I mean, maybe you can't, but I think that's a little stupid to even say that. And if you want to disagree with me on anything I'm saying here, you have the right to call in, as we always do, 855-995-6923. If you disagree, don't call in if you agree. because I don't need any more. I'm on a roll here. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with this picture. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the valleys, there are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Ferguson. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, Ferguson is, by design, the place to put the emphasis right now, and that is because they want this. I'm telling you, they want the dissension. They want the division. They want all of this to take place, and they're getting their wish. In fact, some police officers, it was said, were quoted as saying they were really disappointed that everything calmed down after the police chief resigned. They were disappointed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the police chief resigns, and shots ring out. And so one of the pastors said, this doesn't make any sense. Our people have been so quiet for 215 days. We get what we want. The police chief resigns. And now we're shooting cops? I don't think so, he said.
Doesn't make sense.
Yes, he said, I don't think so. So they're saying that it had to have come from a pistol and been in the protesters. And then they had an FBI guy there who first of all, then they said, it was a pistol, it was a pistol, it was a pistol. Trust us, it was a pistol, believe us. And then somebody said, no, this had to be a rifle at 120 feet. It had to be a rifle with a scope to have done what they did. And hitting a guy right below the eye, they ask another FBI guy, former FBI, you know, that comes out of the closet and goes on TV and gets paid. And they said to him, so what do you think about a rifle being shot at these police officers? He said, if that was a rifle, it would have killed him.
Right.
It would have killed him, a shot to the face or at that distance. It would have killed them. Really? So now, since they have not released the names of these guys, were they actually really hit? Were there just shots that rang out? Was somebody hit? I don't know. Did it look like somebody was hit? I don't know. Then why in the world did they release them the next day? I mean, you don't even know if infection's going to be taking place. You don't even know if they're going to have subsequent, you know, neurological events take place.
Hmm.
And you discharge them the next day? Not even, if they were shot at 12:30 at night and they were discharged at 10:30 the next morning, not even 12 hours hospitalization. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
And they'd be extra careful with their police officers. So it's all been about how these guys give their lives for this and now to be treated like this. And CNN is just ramping it up, ladies and gentlemen. So is Fox. We got to go after these guys. We got to go after them. So what happens? They do. Now, there was a young girl who was there with her 6-year-old son. Now, granted, I wouldn't take my 6-year-old there, but maybe, you know, with the movie Selma that just took place, maybe she thinks she's going to show her children history. And so she takes them to the demonstration that night after the police chief resigns to say Ferguson, you know,
well,
you know.
It's been peaceful, too.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So the shots ring out. And she calls her grandmother, and her grandma says, get out of there. Get out of there now. Get in your car. She says, I heard the door close, and I knew that she was safe, and she got out of there. So she leaves there, goes home. The police follow her, come in at about, I don't remember how much time had elapsed at that point, but several hours, and start destroying her house right in the middle of the night. And she started yelling. She said, I was just yelling to them, don't kill me, don't kill me. I didn't do anything. And all she did was go to the demonstration, go home, and the police were after her. So then the next morning, when it's nice and light, they show all the SWAT team there at her house going in, and they destroyed her house. Everything inside, they said.
Unbelievable.
And they start destroying a roof window so that they can get a good visual for the media outside on the roof breaking into their house from the roof because they said there was somebody in the ceiling.
Oh, my gosh.
So now they took in all three people into custody. She was in handcuffs for a long time. And then they let them all go and found out they didn't have anything to do with it. So, but they've got to make the stink and make it look like, yeah, it was the demonstrators that did it. And they still have a couple of them in custody saying, well, it might be them, it might be them. Anyway, this whole story just reeks. It doesn't make any sense, but to me, there are too many people that are saying, wait a minute, it looks like this was a setup situation. Too many bloggers, too many people that are making comments about this are saying, this was not us. This was not us, the demonstrators. This was they. The bad guys, the real bad guys of this whole thing who are wanting to keep it going. Okay, so enough of the Ferguson story. Last night, it was calm. It was quiet. Nobody was doing anything. Everything was just fine. But not many people went down there. Because I believe that the black people that were involved in that demonstration before and the white people realized there might be more police set up situations. We're not going near it.
Right, yeah.
So they didn't. All right, now I know we're at the bottom of the hour already. When we come back, let's cover the Hillary thing and the SAE thing, ladies and gentlemen. New striking situation on the SAE development. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now we're officially back.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you,
Scott. Team effort on that one.
Yeah. I won't give you any demerits to Josh, but no. Anyway, thank you all for joining us today at the Power Hour. It's all about the truth, and I'm telling you, it's not coming from the television. It's not coming from the television. All right, let's move on to Hillary and her I did nothing wrong, I did everything right scenario. Did Hillary commit a felony in not providing any of her emails to the government? Duh. Sixth graders can figure that one out. Homeschooled students can figure that one out. It's so blatant that people are just like trying to keep a straight face on television talking about why. Well, especially the Democrats. Well, I mean, she has the right to do whatever she... Oh, come on. Keeping all of those emails... You know, national security, that doesn't bother anybody.
Right. I mean, head of state or State Department and just...
Yeah, head of the State Department. You know, I don't even want to deal with it. It's so stupid. Honestly, Absolutely. She is guilty of a felony. I think she needs to spend the rest of her natural life in prison and throw in white water, too. You know?
Exactly. You know, I don't wish harm on anyone, really, but this is kind of nice to see, you know, that she's not going to be in the running, probably, you know.
Yeah. I think she's
impossibility now.
Yeah, stick a fork in her kind of thing. I think so. All right. So let me move on to SAE. The Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity at Oklahoma University did like the most disgusting chant song about blacks, about the N-word. You know, we're so sacred, we can't say the N-word. I mean, any black rap singer can say the N-word, though. And I think everybody ought to stop saying it. I really do. Then just quit. If you're going to make it, it's such an unspeakable term, then everybody not do it. Instead of, well, blacks have a right to do it because I don't know why, but they have a right to do it. Okay. Now, the SAE house in OU did this, at least the guys on the bus who were going to a party. Now, I think it is despicable. I really do. I can't even conceive of that. 19-year-old kid led the crowd singing. Well, he got thrown out of the university, and so did another kid. And several more are probably going to get thrown out. Whoever was singing that song may be thrown out. Well, there's been a lawsuit filed against the university now. And I just wanted to give you the latest on this because I think this is kind of interesting. But because they shut down the SAE house, and I have to admit, my father and my brother were in the SAE house.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, my father was the last thing to ever be considered racial or biased. I mean, he would never have put up with that. I mean, he would have walked off the bus. He had a little of me in him. Or maybe I had a little of him in me. But anyway, the SAE chapter did this, and now they're finding out that another chapter at another school has done this same song, and that this has kind of been the way they do things. Well, it doesn't make any sense to anybody that anybody would do this racist chant like this. But now, SAE has hired the Oklahoma City bomber attorney for Timothy McVeigh. High-profile lawyer Stephen Jones has been hired for this case. I don't know what there is to do about the case.
It's like there's only four lawyers in the world.
Yeah. And so I think this is just interesting. I just wanted to share that with you, that Stephen Jones, the attorney for Timothy McVeigh, has now been hired for this case. Now, what if that has to do with anything? I don't think that's conspiratorial. I just think it's kind of strange.
Well, and last week we covered, I can't remember her name, the no-name lawyer you kept talking about who's defending every bomber.
The low-reputation lawyer that has defended everybody, Judy Clark.
Judy Clark, that's her name.
Has now defended, ladies and gentlemen, not only Zokar Tsarnaev, but defended Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, the Atlanta Olympic bomber, Eric Rudolph, which that story has always been weird to me. She also defended Jared Loughner. She also defended Buford Furrow in 2000, the Aryan Nations member, Los Angeles Jewish Center. Remember that one? Then 2002, Zacharias Massawi. And all these guys are in the federal ADX Supermax prison, just about all of them. And all she did was get them off the death penalty. She admitted guilt for Tsarnaev. She admitted guilt. She walks into court. Her opening statement is, there's no question that my client is guilty.
I mean, I thought that went against everything, that a defense attorney is supposed to do.
Especially when the client is going, I'm innocent.
Right.
And she says, no, he's not. He's guilty.
Don't listen to him. Pay no attention to the guy sitting there.
Yeah. Pay no attention to the shock in his face when I tell everybody he's guilty and I am his attorney. So they have been dragging out this case on TV, dragging it out with, well, evidence was released today of a photo, and it looks like it's taken two blocks away. All you can tell is it is a grainy photo of either a dog or a man walking down the street.
Oh my gosh.
You can't tell what it is, but that's Tsarnaev. And he's walking down the street because he's getting ready to go and unload the backpack bomb or buy a pressure cooker. Or this is him getting ready to buy a pressure cooker. Really? I don't see anything there. Now, have they shown the receipt for the pressure cooker?
Right.
But then that could be created also.
Absolutely, yeah.
So every everything that has been shown as quote unquote evidence is a bunch of stuff that looks like it would get thrown out in any other trial.
How in this world of modern technology where, you know, high resolution cameras are available to everyone,
yes,
how do people accept that these grainy photos and, you know, just subpar photos are the actual evidence?
Because CNN told them and Fox News told them. And that's the way it is. So, anyway, that's the story on poor Zarniev, or poor Zokhar Zarniev. Now, I would question whether that's really him in the courtroom. I don't know. Maybe they've got a stooge in there. Who knows? That'll go, yeah, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make any sense at all. The whole story doesn't make any sense. But then that's the way everything is now. So if nothing makes sense, then people are starting to accept. When nothing makes sense, it makes sense.
Either that or they just stop paying attention because it's
too stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, let me move on to ISIS and Boko Haram. Boko Haram has now pledged allegiance to ISIS. That's their Arabic words. We now pledge allegiance to ISIS. So we're supposed to buy into this now that, terrorism is spreading because now Boko Haram is going to be just as bad as ISIS. Really? No. What is the purpose of this? I will tell you the purpose of this is to create a scenario wherein they can utilize the AUMF. And why is that? Because the AUMF, the authorization to use military force, says that anybody involved in terrorism can be basically killed or attacked. So now, what does this do when they say they're going to use, now that Boko Haram has joined with ISIS, that means now they can go into Africa. Because Boko Haram is in Africa, Nigeria. So now they have free reign in Africa.
Well, you remember when the girls were kidnapped, the 300 or so, and
yes,
we offered to help, and Nigeria said, you know,
no thank you.
You know, so now we have a quote-unquote authority to go in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, with or without their permission.
And I mean, they're kind of like probably going, oh, man, those Boko Harams, we're so thrilled they did that. We're so thrilled. No, ladies and gentlemen, they did it by design because all of those people are controlled and supported and given the weapons by the United States. This is the authorization for use of military force, by the way, was adopted in about 2002. And now they're just kind of pulling that in and using it whenever they need it. So anyway, now we've got the authorization to go and kill a whole bunch more people and a whole bunch more places. And what you're seeing is nothing more than killing, killing, killing. Okay, U.S. airstrikes have killed more than 100 civilians now. And I would say a whole bunch more than 100 civilians. Yeah, that's true. That's kind of like bigger than a bread basket, a bread box. They have killed more than 100 civilians, Syrian rights group says. Way more than 100. They're demanding that the U.S. Central Command perform a serious investigation and stop issuing denials and quit killing people. Well, good luck on that one. China IMF talks are underway now to endorse the yuan as global reserve currency. That's under BRICS news, by the way.
Wow.
They're getting going, and China is pushing for the International Monetary Fund to endorse the Chinese yuan as a global reserve currency, along with the dollar and the euro. Senior Chinese central bank official said Thursday that the country is actively communicating with the IMF on the possibility of the yuan or the renminbi, RMB, in the basket of special drawing rights, including the yuan as the SDR, Special Drawing Rights System, would allow the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to recognize the ascent of the world's second biggest economy while aiding China's attempts to diminish the dollar's dominance in global trade and finance.
It looks like it may happen. I mean, yuan became the world's number two currency for trade globally in 2013. It overtook the Canadian and Australian dollars. So this may actually happen.
Yep. Yeah. And then what happened on the market the other day, the Dow was down 230-plus points. And, of course, it jumped up the next day because it always does. I don't know how that happens. And then today it's down about, what, did I see 76 points at the opening? Not even at the opening yet. Gold is at 1165, I believe, or 1155. I can't see. It's been down in 1150s. And oil is at still $48 a gallon.
A barrel.
A barrel. $48 a barrel. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And the price of gas is going up.
It doesn't make sense. I was reading something about the S&P, you know, 500 gaining 200% in the past. It's gone up 200% in the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. And there were two other times in history that this happened. You want to take a guess when?
2008.
Excuse me, 1929.
Ooh.
And 1999. So right before the, you know, obviously the Great Depression and then the tech or the dot-com, you know, bubble burst.
Right, yeah, right.
So, and you know, these things go through patterns. Yeah, I know. So
Something
to look out for, you know.
That is. And I remember 1999 in Houston. Oh, my gosh. Everybody was hurting seriously. And people have forgotten. They don't know. Or they weren't born then. They don't know about that. Moscow exchange rate is going to start a ruble-yuan futures trading next week. Uh-oh, United States. Boy, we're squeezing that Moscow out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Iceland announces they're dropping the bid to join the EU. Can't imagine why. Iceland has dropped the bid to join the EU, and the announcement follows pledges made by the country's Euroskeptic government since winning the 2013 election. I like that, Euroskeptic.
Yeah, banker skeptic, Euroskeptic.
Yeah.
I kind of like these guys.
Yeah, I know. And they put bankers in jail. That's the part I like,
awesome.
Yeah. And Greece now. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. Greece has passed a law to plunder the pension funds. And the cash reserves of pension funds and other public entities kept in the Bank of Greece deposit accounts can now be fully invested in Greek sovereign notes, according to an amendment to be submitted to Parliament. Country's finance ministry says in an emailed statement, cash reserves can be used for repos, reverse repos, buy and sell back, sell and buy back transaction, pension funds. Public entities will be able to claim damages from the Greek state in case of overdue repayment, partial payment. Pension funds are not obliged to transfer their reserves to the Bank of Greece. They are in trouble.
Yeah, what are the Greek people? I mean, those poor people.
All the money.
They just keep getting it, you know,
I know,
over and over again. It's,
yeah. Oh. And who's giving it to them?
Their own government.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And the bankers. Yes. Russia and Hungary deny a report that EU blocked nuclear fuel deal. Russian and Hungarian officials are denying this report that that EU blocked a multi-billion dollar deal under which Hungary is to buy nuclear fuel rods from Russia for its Pax nuclear power plant. And moving on to other things, surprisingly enough, IBM is looking at adopting Bitcoin technology for major currencies. Really?
Wow.
Makes you wonder who's the one that's creating the Bitcoin stir.
Right.
And another American with Ebola will be flown to NIH in Bethesda. That's right. And they're going to pay for the trip over, which is about $250,000. But then they have all the money in the world, of course.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Bring a disease that is separated from us by an ocean.
Yeah. Bring it here again.
Why
yeah.
not?
It's called making money. Can you figure out how? And over 100,000 signed the White House petition to prosecute GOP senators for treason. Whoa. Now that sounds like a story to me. Doesn't it to you? Treason? Fueled by the media narrative that a number of Republican senators sending a letter to Iran was an act of treason. You know, that's a story that we need to cover, but it's kind of like, oh, really? Do we need to cover that? Because, you know, it's another, you know, senators gone wild kind of thing. You know, they invite Netanyahu over here. That was a big stir. Now they have sent a letter to Iran. Yeah, it's all by design. You guys, they don't do these things unless they are told to do these things. And rewards are now offered for information on the shooting of officers in Ferguson. I forgot to tell you about that earlier. They're offering a $10,000 reward. Now, they've never named the police officers.
They have not given out the names.
I don't think so. Not that I saw.
I haven't heard them either, yeah.
I know. That's a little strange, don't you think? Oh, but they're okay because all they needed was 8 hours of hospitalization, and they are fine.
Being shot in the face.
In the face, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't get over that.
Yeah. And SWAT team searched Ferguson home. We told you about that, and that was a phony story, too. They didn't do it. Mom and baby moved to a secret location after child abuse investigation. This thing is horrible. Now, anybody out there with children, any of you that are parents, need to start responding to these situations. This is a year-long child abuse case in Michigan in which a daddy was holding his baby on his lap, and the baby fell, okay? And the baby had some seizures later. Now, I'd like to know if the baby also had vaccines that day or a week earlier. I'd like to know that, but that's not mentioned here. Anyway, the father is an airline captain, and the mother is a nurse. And babies have accidents. Can we all agree to that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Babies have accidents. They fall down in homes. Well, they took their baby to the hospital, and the CPS worker came in and said, "We need to take the child away from you. Because the father is not a good father. The father has not seen his child in a year."
Yeah, he's facing up to 10 years in prison.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
For an accident. And the mother absconded with the baby. Probably she was smart enough to know she better get away with that child. And now they want her location, although they found that she was innocent and did nothing wrong.
Right.
They want her location and they want the baby. What?
Whose baby is this? Exactly?
What are we doing here, listeners? What are we doing? And we're not responding to these kinds of things? This has been going on for a year. And Brenda Burns is the attorney for this mom. And she told Yahoo Parenting, I guess it's a website, CPS does this, holds a child hostage in order to get parents to comply with their wishes.
Wow.
Horrible. Now, have you heard the story about maybe children that are born need to be in the care of the government? And how are they going to do that? A public school for newborns.
Unbelievable.
A total of 15 states currently require children of kindergarten age to attend. But now they want to go back to newborn and give the government access to your children?
That's unbelievable.
What are you guys thinking? We don't even know about it, do you? You don't know about it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. Smart meter news coming up. Now, why do smart meters come with Prozac? We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Wow, is that a good choice? Games for sure, ladies and gentlemen. Mind games. Oh, by the way, remember those two Secret Service agents that were high-level agents? They were just given another job.
A promotion.
Yeah, nothing happened to them. Just wanted to tell you that. And then also, when Wolf Blitzer says, should we be concerned for the safety of our president? Oh, man, the hairs went up. The BS detector was going off, ladies and gentlemen. Should we be concerned for the president's safety? I mean, question mark, end of statement.
I mean, should that not always be a concern? That's the Secret Service's job, is to be concerned about the safety of the president. Why put that out on national TV?
I know, because it's related to some stupidity taking place in one of the departments, and, oh, my goodness, look what happened due to the stupidity. Anyway, moving on. All right, the government now admits that it cannot fully guarantee, now this is your government, ladies and gentlemen, admits it cannot fully guarantee 51% of insolvent pension plans. Uh-oh, this is not good. New reports suggest a government agency in charge of backstopping private sector pension plans, that's called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, is not very optimistic about being able to provide those plans.
Wow.
Over 51%. Now, you work all your life for your money, and what happens?
Right.
Okay.
Would you have been better? It's just like Social Security. It seems to me that if you were to sock that money away and put it in something that...
What if you bought gold and silver?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enough said. Okay, PG&E. That's Pacific Gas and Electric. Emails, this is according to Josh Hart, who has been a guest on the program here. Emails reveal the former CPUC president, Michael Peavy, was aware of health problems caused by smart meters early on in the program. The commissioners and staff experienced overcharging, electronic interference issues with smart meters on their homes. And meanwhile, utilities schemed with regulators behind the scenes to raise the opt-out fees to force people in poverty to stick with the unpopular meters and prop up the failing multi-billion dollar smart grid program in California. And are you ready for this? Guess what they are recommending now?
What is it, Joyce?
Prozac.
Of course.
For people who don't like smart meters. What? How does even smart meters and Prozac come into the same conversation? But that's what they are recommending for those crazy people.
Can I take my health recommendations from a power company?
yes. Yeah, good point. And then PG&E also threatens to disconnect an 84-year-old woman's power for refusing smart meter extortion fees. They sent Lois a 15-day shut-off notice in February stating she owed $115. On Friday, she received a message. They will cut her power if she doesn't pay. In 2011, the city of Santa Cruz passed an ordinance banning smart meters, but PG&E deployed smart meters anyway. And she resisted. They'll teach that 84-year-old lady a lesson. And in other news, Josh, on homeschooling?
Right. There's a straight-A college student who's been kicked out because he was homeschooled. His name is Jacob Berry, and he's in West Virginia. Now, first of all, I want to say that his mother is holds a lifetime teaching license in the state of Missouri. So it's not like, he was just... she was just winging it. She knew what she was doing. But he was attending West Virginia's Bridgeport Junior College, enrolling last fall. And after one half semester where he received A's in both of his classes, the class president said, oh, your homeschool diploma does not count. It's not accredited. We don't get funding because you're at this school, so you need to leave.
Whoa.
I know. Even though he made straight A's, they kicked him out. It's really sad.
Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen. But part of the news, how long are we going to take it, and when are we going to say enough is enough? We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds.